Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned the West on Tuesday that NATO members in Europe were playing with fire by proposing to let Ukraine use Western weapons to strike deep inside Russia, which he said could trigger a global conflict. Reuters' Gabe Singer has the story.
NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg recently told The Economist that alliance members should let Ukraine strike deep into Russia with Western weapons, a view supported by some NATO members. Here's French President Emmanuel Macron following a joint security session in Germany on Tuesday.
Les missiles.
We tell them, we're supplying you with weapons, but you can't defend yourselves. We stay exactly within the same framework. We think that we should allow them to neutralize the military sites from which the missiles are fired.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he agreed with Macron, and that as long as Ukraine followed international law and respected the conditions given by countries that supplied the weapons, it was allowed to defend itself.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Israeli tanks advanced to the heart of Rafah for the first time on Tuesday, pressing its offensive in Gaza's southern city, despite international condemnation of an attack that sparked a blaze in a tent camp for the displaced, killing at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Displaced Palestinians in Rafah made their way through mangled tents and scattered belongings on Tuesday after an early morning Israeli airstrike killed Palestinians sheltering there, according to Gaza health officials. We want to go, but we don't know where to go, says Manal Tembura. They told us this was a safe place. Israel's military denied striking a tent camp west of Rafah on Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 people there.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. This is VOA News. South Africans vote in an election seen as their country's most important in decades. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
South African polls open in Soweto in an election where the governing African National Congress is for the first time facing widespread discontent. People vote at Hitakane Primary School polling station. Teddy Makubela, a Soweto voter, notes fewer voters than in previous years.
It's a bit slow. Most of the previous years, this time it will be a good one.
Several polls have placed support for the ANC at less than 50%. More than 27 million voters are registered in the country of 60 million. The ANC's been the governing party since 1994, when it won the country's first democratic elections led by Nelson Mandela. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top European Union cybersecurity official says that disruptive digital attacks have doubled in the 27-member bloc in recent months, and election-related services are also being targeted. Many of the cyber attacks are traced to Russia-backed groups. European Union Agency for Cybersecurity Chief Juhan Lapasar.
Saudi Arabia on Wednesday did not immediately acknowledge the incident, which comes a year after Riyadh and Tehran
told the Associated Press in an interview late Tuesday that attacks with geopolitical motives have steadily risen since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. He made the warning before the upcoming European Parliament election. The EU agency, which is also known as ENISA, has led exercises to protect the bloc's election infrastructure for the past 7 months. Iran says that Saudi Arabia expelled six members of a crew from its state television broadcaster after they have been detained for nearly a week in the kingdom ahead of Hajj. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Saudi Arabia on Wednesday did not immediately acknowledge the incident, which comes a year after Riyadh and Tehran reached a Chinese-mediated detente. There have been tensions for decades between the Sunni and Shiite powerhouses over the holy sites in the kingdom, particularly around the upcoming Hajj pilgrimage. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Haiti's new prime minister says he is very honored to be chosen for the post in his first statement since a transitional council selected him to lead the troubled Caribbean country. Gary Conti on Wednesday thanked the civil society groups, political parties, and members of the Haitian diaspora who proposed him as a candidate. He wrote on social media that, quote, together we will work for a better tomorrow for all the children of our nation. Conti submitted his resignation Tuesday as UNICEF's regional director for Latin America and the Caribbean. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.